No, no, I'm saying using the number that you have here on those billboard properties that are based on that formula
yeah.
that we're supposed to be using,
right.
but then applying a discount due to the, you know, the in, based on a, basically an income consideration
right.
on that property.
Because otherwise you're going to have, next year's BOE will be out the roof because if we start doing...
Right, and I'm not, you know, we're just doing that for this session, right? The discount because of COVID.
Yeah, I mean, so, it's, and I mean, on one hand here, Susan, we deal with the people that, that are before us on one hand, so...
Well, that's what she was asking. She was asking to apply it, so I'm...
But I'm open to applying it all across the board. If
right.
I mean, I know that creates a lot of work for the clerk's office. Do you guys go in and do that, or is that something that Ulrich does?
In the past, we've done.
I mean, how many are there? I mean, there's got to be hundreds.
Well, let's go ahead and make a,
is there,
we can make a ruling on his. Let's get a
we're going to make a ruling on his. He's before us. And then I appreciate the suggestion. I do. We'll table that suggestion for now. And let's look at a figure here.
Did you say that this BOE 46 U.S. Highway 65, that is also a billboard?
Yeah.
Yeah, BOE 240 or BOE 45,
46,
46,
46
and 65.
No, 47.
I think the rest are billboards, bottom line.
Yeah. Not. Oh, okay, yeah, there is another.
We got one, two,
four.
Three, four, yes.
Is that right?
Yep. So let's
well,
do some math.
I've got three. See, I think I've only got three in Taney County.
One
of them might be my son.
Okay, well, the last one is not. It may be something different here. This last one.
It's his son's.
Well, I don't have nothing.
No, it's in it. It's, it looks like a trust.
All right.
This says...
Well, let's do the billboards first, and then we'll tackle BOE 48 after that.
Donna just called me, but she's still waiting to find out if Ulrich's going to be able to do that 7%, the 15 to set on that Foxtrot yet. So we may be doing those ourselves, too.
Okay.
So just to let you know.
What kind of discount are we talking about?
15%.
And then it applies to billboards.
On these billboards. That
just these three.
For right now, I mean, right now we're going to, I'm dealing with BOE number 45, and then we're going to go to 46, but we're going to do a very similar thing here.
Okay.
I don't know about the other sign company, but since the economy hit a few years ago, I haven't raised my rent since then. My taxes have went up since then. But, you know, that's been several years ago because it was hitting people then, you know, when the, I don't remember just how long it's been.
Probably 08, 9, 10, right around there, sure.
And I haven't raised none of them since. And I should
make sure the numbers.
And the permits went from $27 a year to $250.
I know those permits, they're crazy.
Sorry, just take the number times 0.85.
73 times 0.85. I know it's painful for you guys. You guys do math all day long, and it's probably painful to watch us up here paying over the small amount of math we're doing. So,
6217.
That's a 15.
You can pull up a chair.
That's okay. No, I got it. I've got 45, I've got 62.18.
She's got 100 of this for you.
On 46, I've got 23.99. And on 47, I've got 24.877.
Right. All right. On the billboard for BOE number 45, we're changing the appraised value to $6,218. That's based on a 15% COVID discount. All in favor? Thank you. I move to do that. We have a second. All in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Moving on to BOE number 46. I move that we change the appraised value to $23,990.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. BOE number 47. I would move that we make the appraised value $24,877.
Second.
All in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Assuming no more pandemics, you know, they may adjust your value again next cycle, that they can do that in a couple of years. But right now, we've given you a discount off of what that is just for the cycle. And we're going to try to do that across the board, but we don't know. But you came here, we did it for you, okay?
Okay.
I think we have one more with you, Jim, and that's 2485 State Highway H.
Yeah, there's two right there close together. Are you talking about the billboard?
Well,
this is in, it says James and Carolyn and James Michael and Sharon. It's in the name of, what is this, a house or a billboard? Or
where's it at?
It says 2485 State Highway H.
It's a residential.
That's probably
if you just show a picture, Wesley, he would probably recognize it right off the bat.
Okay.
He's got lots of property, so.
Yeah.
What's the acreage on that one?
70.
70 acres.
Yeah, actually, me and my son own that together.
Just being the fact that it's on, I mean, again, if it was a house on its own, and I...
The land is so important on that value,
I'd say. It's a basement house with this roof on it.
Yeah, it's a berm house.
The land is almost 9234,
then the house on top of it is 50,000, so
5974 is what his value is.
You have 59, we have
54,284. Oh,
it's
54. I read it wrong.
Okay.
You're right.
So, I mean, you know, the valuation they have on here is 54,284, and I mean, the house alone for that is worth that. I mean,
the house ain't much, but
I get you. I understand. And again, on that, I hope it's something that, you know, the levy adjusts where the increase isn't that significant on the bottom line on your taxes. But I'm gonna have to move that we keep the value at the assessor's value of $54,284.
Second.
All right. All in favor? Aye. Aye.
Thanks for coming to see us, Mr.
Yeah, and I appreciate it coming back and everything. And
try to help you on your billboards, but I think you still got some good rates on your property.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
If you want to read that, you know.
Can I read it? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Or I can have my guys.
If you have any questions, you can call me.
Okay.
If you want to read it.
I will do that.
We did some at 20.
I can write it down on here.
Some of the grass taken were increased.
Oh, but I can explain.
Drastic. We're going to see some more drastics today.
Okay.
I'm not so sure this countryside.
Helping you learn my job.
I've already heard from here.
You're helping me.
Oh, really?
I'm going to do it right.
So I assume you got through most of the docket before I got here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we're.
Did you get through anybody else?
We're on page three.
We got number, the first three were appeals from last, we had BOE decisions last year on lands, but we just put them back.
Okay, good.
That was that land on 165 expressway, you remember that?
I.
It was out there, root is, some of it's like this, some of it's like this.
I got you, I got you.
We just had a lot of sales figures last year, and they've been on the market for a long time. Still are on the market, I think.
You'll be happy to know that the next ones are low-income housing, and we've already come to an agreement.
Oh, okay. Shoot, we usually send those to the state tax commission.
No, we know how to figure them now.
Okay.
So countryside properties.
So are you saying that you've reached an agreement or?
So well, can I wouldn't mind seeing it. So countryside properties, Shepherd of the Hills.
Forty-seven, 260. Which is actually higher than what we got here. 456, 340. Or is that a different one?
The date on that.
This is countryside. We're doing countryside.
Well, I have countryside properties, 289 Schofield.
Does countryside have two or
no, Forsyth Meadows has two.
Well, our sheet says 456, 340. Which is a little bit less.
You should also have a letter.
Okay. Let's, BOE number 49. You got it. What are they requesting it to be?
This here's what? Countryside Estates sent me this one here.
So there, that 457 is their figure?
That's mine.
Did you already change ours on here?
No, that would have been an old. I have no idea where this one came from.
It says, per our phone conversation, we're in agreement with the sister's proposed value below.
Which is?
457, 260, 80.
Okay, I would make them.
Yeah.
I would make them even the 80 cents.
Well, you said you'd go up to round.
I can't do the 80 cents.
Yeah, well, we'll just do 457, 260. Is that what we're doing? Yeah.
I'm not going to fight with you on 80 cents.
Yeah.
Very good. We got it. Thank you.
Well, I would make a motion that we. Accept the agreed upon value with the taxpayer, which is slightly higher, at 457, 260.
I will second that motion. All in favor state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Okay.
BOE number 50, Forsyth Meadow.
These also?
Yeah, here's the deal on this. This is the figure, but we divide it by two because. When they do their income and expense, it's for two parcels, which you see on your deal, and we've just decided together to split it half and half.
And it's up on the board by parcel number.
Okay, I got the parcel number. Okay, so the first one is?
The top one.
Yeah, 306205. And then the bottom one is, that's easy.
Okay, so BOE 50 is actually two parcels? Is that what
no,
we're looking
at? No, BOE 50 is one parcel, BOE 51 is the second parcel that
okay.
We're talking about.
Like I said, when they sent me.
But you don't know where those figures came from that we got on our sheet?
Oh, yeah, I do.
What were those from?
Those were from the past, I think.
Okay.
We just didn't do any internal messing with this before the books closed. Because we're
okay.
Not sure.
All
but
right.
Again, their figure here is based on both properties because
okay.
That's how they do their accounting.
All right. Sounds reasonable. Do you want to make the motion or make it? What are you coming?